Attention, please. 21 drums on a whole bass horn, and somebody beating on a ding dong. This is KPTZ's new weekly feature program, giving voice to upcoming events and campaigns of interest to the listening community. Interviews will be conducted by rotating KPTZ hosts every Monday at 12:35 p.m. following the noon hour airing of Compass and the community calendar. This is Chris Bricker, and today we'll bring you our monthly report from our working waterfront with Port of Port Townsend Director Aaron Berg and Commissioner Pam Petranek on Attention, Please.
Oh, Lukey's boat is painted green, aha, me boys. Lukey's boat is painted green, the prettiest boat you ever seen, aha. Mahami riddle I day.
Ah, Lukey's boat got a fine for cuddy, ha, me boys. Lukey's boat got a fine for cuddy.
And welcome to our working waterfront, a monthly update of news and issues surrounding our vibrant maritime community. And joining me for our monthly report are Port Commissioner Pam Petranek and Port of Port Townsend Executive Director Aaron Berg. Pam and Aaron, thank you. Thank you for joining me on Working Waterfront.
Hello, Chris.
Thank you for having us today.
So as usual, I think it's probably a good idea, Aaron, for you to give us a kind of a rundown, maybe a thumbnail sketch of, well, what's been happening around the port over these past 4 weeks and lots of other things happening on top of that. Living in the middle of history, yet carry on the day-to-day operations of the port.
It's been busy. I think that's the theme you hear from me every month when we talk. But probably the most remarkable activity in this last period of time has been the weather. Lots of king tides, lots of wind events, and most recently damage and quill seam to one of our floats that we think is probably cracked in half. Just got an emergency permit to haul that float out so we can fully assess it, figure out how to repair it. And then just the most recent windstorm damaged our city dock facility downtown, had to shut that down for a period of time. And the maintenance crew has now affected at least a temporary repair to get it back open while we're doing a further assessment. So of course, the winds hit Port Townsend hard, and the port has an awful lot of facilities floating out and about on the water. So every wind event, in fact, on Sea Dock, we had some damage just yesterday. One of the hoops that holds pilings in, we had a piling fail again at City Dock. You know, that list can be long, but it keeps staff hopping for sure.
How high did the winds get out here? Well, in different areas of the port. I mean, it was a monster that came through here.
Yeah, I think the storm event from about a week ago, we were seeing winds in the mid-50s. And I'm not sure, you know, the most recent event didn't seem to affect us quite as much as it affected areas around us. And then the rain, that's the other piece. So we've had some atypical rain events in this last four-week time period as well that have resulted in some standing water in places where we don't normally have it. Again, maintenance crew running around with pumps and trying to rechannel water and get water moved away from buildings and so on.
And then you've had a port meeting since we last talked. What were some of the things that happened there, Pam?
We are going to have a retreat in February, so we're going to look at commissioners' top priorities, and I'll tell you what my top priorities are right off the bat, and that is following up on what Aaron was just saying about our infrastructure and just a focus on maintaining that core infrastructure. Another goal is a shared economic vision and direction with our entire county, all of our local jurisdictions to create and focus on that shared vision and direction. And then another goal that will always be a high for me is citizen participation. So just working together with all of our citizens to help guide our port, as well as organizations in the local jurisdictions, because working together, we can really get a lot accomplished. And then another thing on the port's agenda this past week that we touched upon and will be talking about further is developing a quilt scene community outreach and planning steps to look at the waterfront there that we have for public access and look at how we can protect and enhance that so that we can provide economic benefits and recreation and environmental stewardship that will work for the port and for the surrounding community. So I'm excited to work with folks on that. There's been a lot of talk over the years about the kinds of things that people would like to see done down there. And some of those things are the basic maintenance of the docks, and the boat ramp right now is falling apart. Folks have talked about camping, RV usage, creating a community boathouse or a high school maritime academy extension, lots of different ideas. So we just want to be able to connect and plan with the citizens in the Quill Scene area.
What other issues are down there? I know that I love that idea. Would it be a high school maritime academy? Is that what you're looking at?
Well, we have one here in Port Townsend.
Yeah, but down as an extension?
Right. So for the Quill Scene High School students to have to put in an additional 2 hours round trip to get to Port Townsend is not very doable in talking with the high school principal and director there. It would be easier and more conducive if there was something down there.
And then some of the projects that are going on in Quill Scene right now, what are the time frames and considerations that you foresee?
Aaron, you want to talk about the current lineup?
I'm sure there's quite a lineup down there.
Yeah, so the 2021 budget has funding to put together this Quill Scene community plan and some engineering alternatives to look at options, with more funding following in 2022. Specifically imagining addressing the floating facilities in the marina and, you know, some dollars set aside to implement the Quill Scene plan that is yet to be determined. And really looking at the following year to implement a reimagined ramp with port dollars matching, hopefully, state dollars in that grant cycle that opens in 2023. So definitely starting to look forward in multiple year increments. And near-term activities are all the activities that are typical, which is, you know, fixing things that are broken, filling potholes, painting areas that need painting, you know, really just trying to brighten up and maintain the facilities so anybody using Quill Scene can feel that the port's presence is right there with them as a steward of that property.
That's really important. That visibility is really important, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no question. And you haven't asked us where we're coming from today for our interview, but I was thinking of the seagulls in the background.
I know.
That question.
Yeah. Where are you both sitting at social distance?
Well, we are very socially distanced. I am.
You're not falling. Don't fall overboard, though.
I am sitting on the foredeck of the schooner Cape Clear at the dock, which is probably, 70 feet overall. And Aaron, where are you on the boat?
I'm at the stern, looking out at the commanding view of the B dock and the part of the C dock. And quite a few people out today on their boats doing, almost feels like spring. It's kind of crazy. It's got to be too early, but I see people out getting boats ready and boats coming and going. So this is a beautiful day here at the marina.
I see Aaron scanning the arena as a captain would scan the horizon there.
Oh, there it is.
And unfortunately, you can't see this. We are Zooming, but he's showing me a Zoom tour of what he's looking at.
Well, and Chris, you know, a project that we're really interested in working on, you know, the port partnered with the Historical Society last year on a walking tour of Point Hudson that's getting close to the finish line, but we're really interested in doing something similar here at Boat Haven and probably to some extent at Point Hudson, but really at Boat Haven, which would be a walking tour of the vessels that are here. And there are so many remarkable vessels with so much history and stories to be told. We're trying to find a way to share those stories very accessibly to the community.
And there's boats that haul out here on a annual or biannual basis that have incredible stories, and the boatyard is full of stories, full of boats right now.
If boats could talk, but the skippers can talk, it would be wonderful to hear all of those stories. Boatyard is just pregnant with all of that.
The boatyard is definitely a happy place in Jefferson County. There's a lot of energy here.
Pam, I know that you wanted to cover a little bit about what the shared economic vision is for the community here and creating a countywide dialogue. And maybe you would give me a little, elaborate a little bit on that, please.
Okay, so we are working towards creating a countywide dialogue with our citizens and our local jurisdictions to create that shared economic vision that dives into the realities of what works here and our responsibilities of environmental stewardship. Talking about and confronting those very real finite limitations of both budgets and our environment. So creating an economic vision, our four governmental jurisdictions, which are the county, city, port, and PUD. And we have been working together with community groups on immediate strategies for recovery from the pandemic crisis. And out of that, we have created a great platform for working together, and we're going to continue meeting throughout this next year. We are inviting monthly guest speakers to help invigorate and guide our community discussions towards a shared stability and prosperity and quality of life. So our port is going to be kicking off this new year, and we'll host a speaker on February 4th for our entire community to be part of. The guest speaker is Chuck or Charles Marone. He's the founder and president of an organization called Strong Towns and the author of a book called Strong Towns, A Bottom-Up Revolution. There goes the clock tower.
Folks, we're giving you a full dose of Port Townsend right now.
Yes. He's a professional engineer. He's been a land use planner, civil engineering, all of that stuff. But basically, the Strong Towns approach works towards creating stability and prosperity in mainly rural areas like where we live, and taking local leadership, not those in distant Capitol buildings, who can guide their places. And so this Strong Towns presentation, again, it's going to be on February 4th. It's going to be Zoom, of course, 5 till 7 p.m., including staff and electeds for the city, county, port, PUD, and for all the citizens of Jefferson County. And public comments will be taken in writing preceding the meeting. There'll be a presentation for about an hour and questions and answers for about an hour. And there's a website called strongtowns.org with lots of free available information on there too. And many articles about towns who are just like us facing the same kinds of challenges that Port Townsend faces and how they overcame that.
That'll be great because we don't have time to go into all the possible topics, but that's going to be a very rich conversation, I do believe. Kind of looking forward to that. We have a few minutes left. We want to make sure that we get your usual input there, Pam, about some of the folks around the port.
Yes, very exciting news. I talked with Carol Hossie this morning to get the latest input on what's happening with Hossie and Company PT Sails, known as the Sail Loft at Point Hudson. And Carol Hossie, she started her business at 27 years old in Point Hudson, created her own affordable housing accommodations, living in the Sail Loft place of her business the first 2 years. She successfully developed and ran a world-renowned business for 43 years. And she has worked on creating a business succession plan with the help of business guides, a business here in town, who are very closely connected with many local businesses, formerly owned by Charlie Kineski. And Charlie has helped Carol, as well as the new owner, Sarah Hadlock, of the Business Guides. Hopefully, on March 1st, Carol will be handing off to new owners the business. It's still in the process of working out the details. And the new owners are our very own Port Townsend Shipwrights Co-op.
Listen to that.
With David Griswold, who we all know as Grizz, taking the lead with this as he is the Port Townsend Shipwrights Co-op president this year. So the sailmaking crew will remain employed there. Carol will be standing by as a consultant, and an article in the Leader will be coming out describing the details. I couldn't be more excited.
Very exciting, just in terms of legacy, let alone anything else. So that's very exciting. Any kind of a capper you want to put on this, Pam or Aaron?
Okay, I got this latest report this morning. You know, our boatyard is so full right now. It's very fun, but I got hard numbers here. So this winter has been a really busy one, and currently yard staff is actively repositioning vessels to create new yard spaces to accommodate the ongoing demand for yard space. You can hear the haul out behind me moving back and forth probably. The occupancy numbers since November in the workyard have been right around 95%. Shipyard, where the 300-ton lift is, has been about the same. And the yard crew has been just working so hard every day, repositioning vessels, actively scheduling the demand to serve all the requests. As far as the numbers go, so we've got 78 workyard vessels hauled in November and in December, compared to 60 the previous year. We've got 14 shipyard vessels compared to 12 the previous year. And we've got an overall of 120 vessels in the workyard currently, 17 vessels in the shipyard currently. In January, occupancy for both yards is 97 to 99%.
That's absolutely incredible. Busy port.
My first interview ever on KPTZ was called The Boatyard Blues when we had an empty boatyard in the winter a few years ago.
I remember that.
Yeah. Well, let's not be thinking that way.
No, I'm so excited. January.
History.
We move on.
We'll learn from the past and continue plans to make even more room in the boatyard for next year.
Well, thank you, you two. As always, you're my favorite thing I do every month. And want to thank you for all of the good news about the port, about our busy, busy port of Port Townsend. Our Working Waterfront, a monthly update on news and issues surrounding our vibrant maritime community. And joining me every month for the report are Commissioner Pam Petranek and Port of Port Townsend Executive Director Aaron Berg. Thanks, you too, and we'll talk to you next month.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
The ambiance was wonderful today.
Oh, good. Well, it truly is, Chris. The ambiance truly is wonderful here. We should bring you to the boatyard to do the interviews.
There you go. Yeah. I'm for that. Okay, you two.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.